Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Apostle Gloria Hawkins with Tell Them Ministries. I pray that everyone is having a wonderful day today. It's rainy here in Richmond, but to God be the glory. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We have a phenomenal woman on our list today as our first guest speaker for Tell Them on the Radio. I am so excited to have her. She means so much to me. I just can't express how much she means to me and how much she has encouraged me. And if you read the promo, she wears so many hats, and each one she wears with excellence and grace. I give glory and honor for her for accepting this invitation, for allowing us to pick her a little bit this morning as we go forth with what God has called us to do. I just love her. I love her, and I know once you hear her, you will love her too. We're going to open up with prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory, honor, and praise for this day. We exalt you above every situation and circumstance that may be going on in our lives at this very moment. God, we know that you are bigger. God, we also know that all things work together for the good of those that love Christ Jesus and are called according to his purpose. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. I'm going to be bringing our guest on as we speak. Good morning.
Good morning, Apostle.
Good morning, Apostle Valerie Burrell. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Doing very well.
Wonderful, wonderful. I hope I didn't have you blushing too much as I promoted you. I just love you so much, my sister. I just want everybody to know the impact that you have made in my life. It has been great. It has been at times overwhelming to have someone in your corner to be your pusher. And it has been truly an honor and a blessing, and I thank God that I am able to call you not only my friend, but my sister.
Amen, amen.
So we're going to move.
I was going to say, when you were talking, I was like, who is she talking about? Who is she talking about?
Oh, I thank God for the divine connection.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Well, we're going to get started. I do have just a couple of questions, and then I want you to be able to share with the people who is Apostle Valerie Burrell and the assignment that God has called you to. Would you mind sharing, when did you get started in ministry?
I have been in ministry for 21 years. I've been in ministry
Amen.
For 21 years.
Legality. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
The age
years.
Of being legal, as they say in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't have
yeah.
to card you anymore. You're authentic. You made it.
I bless God for that. There are a lot of people who have been there a lot longer than me and need to have their license revoked. But we're not going to mess with that today. I thank God that in my 21 years, I grew. I remained teachable, and I still remain teachable. I realized that this is not about me. Grateful for the gifts, grateful for the talents, grateful for the anointing, grateful for the assignments, grateful that he had a specific intent in mind when he put Valerie here on earth. But I take none of it lightly, and I am that I don't want anybody's blood on my hands. So, yes, I thank God for the 21 years and just give God praise that I was, as many have said, a wretch undone, but by the grace of God and the saving grace of Jesus, his son, that I'm still here and fulfilling God's plans for my life.
Amen, amen. As I noted in the promo, that you're a preacher and a teacher, a counselor and an author, along with being a wife, mother, and a grandmother. Being all of that combined into one package, how do you balance being able to be that wife that your husband needs you to be, as well as a mother and a granddaughter, and then to the people of God? There's got to be sometimes when it can be weighing more on one side. What do you do to balance all of those different hats?
Well, the main thing I do, and there's sometimes that I'm tilted, that is true. But my focus, and I have to say this, I thank God for my husband. I am blessed. I am tremendously blessed to be the wife of Benny Burrell, because my husband understands who I am in God. And because he understands who I am in God and he understands the assignment that God has given me, it makes life a lot easier when it comes to balancing being his wife, being the mother to our children, being the grandmother to our grandchildren, being the counselor to those in need, being Mama Val to my students on the campus, being Ms. Val to the people in the community, and then to the empowerment place, being the teacher, the mentor, the pusher. Because my husband is the godly man that he is, it allows me to flow in the things that the leverage is being placed on in that moment, and it does not diminish anything relating to our marriage. We spend time together. We talk. We're not always on the same. We don't have the same mind. We have the mind of Christ, but we have our own views. But we have a way of communicating that we laugh at each other sometimes. We look at each other sometimes. But at the end of the day, we know that we have to work together. You said it earlier. All things work together for the good for those who are called according to his purpose. We both know that we're called according to his purpose. And so by communicating, being open about what the Holy Spirit is saying to us, I'm able to flow in whatever capacity needed at any given moment, and I have the full support of my husband.
Amen, amen. And we both know that is so important, because when you don't have that support and that backing, it can make it very challenging. Now, you and your husband recently moved to the West Virginia area, and I know personally that was an ordained assignment by God. But could you share a little bit with the listeners about following God's assignment? When he tells you to go, can you help some people out today that might be struggling on whether or not I heard God tell me to do this, and I think I heard God tell me to do that, but they're unsure about what they're hearing? Are you able to share a little bit about what it consists of when you're listening to God's voice and following instructions?
Oh, absolutely. I think that one of the main components of the struggle with whether you hear God correctly or not is that many people still do not fully understand their purpose. They don't fully understand God's intent for seeing them in the earth. And so when they hear things that don't seem to align with what they think about themselves, differently from what God thinks about them, they struggle with moving. you see, you look in the mirror and you see your flesh. You don't look at the spirit. You don't see God. You see you. And because you see you, you see your flaws. You see your imperfections. You see your mistakes. You see all those things instead of looking beyond that to begin to see yourself the way God sees you. And until we get to that place where we understand our purpose, until we really understand what God wants from us, we're going to always question, God, did I hear you right? God, was that you? God, we have all those questions, and it's because of the uncertainty and the confidence that we have in knowing who we are in God. So in that, for my husband and I, we both understand our purpose. We understand what it is that God wants. And in this move, we know that it was connected to the fulfillment of an assignment. And so we didn't have to go back and forth, do we do it, do we not, do we do it, do we not? We said yes. And in saying yes, because it is in conjunction with what God had for us, doors began to open instantly. Instantly, doors began to open and provision was being made. And even with the things that many people would consider, I gave up to move, we gave up to move, God has blessed us. We've gained. We've not lost a thing. We have gained by being obedient. So, Apostle, the first thing, really, you've got to know who you are in God. And by knowing who you are in God, then you'll listen to him a little bit differently.
Amen, amen, amen. I just love that. And to have that confidence in who you are and your purpose is definitely key. I have learned that for myself with being with you and understanding exactly, I must know who I am in him. Now, we've got a little bit more time. I want to say welcome to any callers that may be listening on the internet or any other device that they may be listening to. Now, we know, and where I want to go with this is, you've started a movement. It's not just a conference. It's not just a fellowship. It's not just a preaching engagement. It's not just getting together. You have started an absolute movement with Hear Me Roar. Now, with the Empowerment Place, and as I said, you're an author. You have several books on Amazon. You have books in the making that you're writing now, and I know there will be many more to come. But with Hear Me Roar, can you help us understand what is it about the roar? In the book,
absolutely,
it notes on the cover, Kingdom Women Releasing Their Sound. A lot of people don't understand exactly what that means when it comes to releasing a sound. A lot of them don't understand the clarion call. But when you say, hear me roar, what are you addressing? What are you looking for women and men? Because so many men have a roar that they haven't released. But what are you looking, what is God revealing to you that Hear Me Roar is all about?
Well, it's time of you to say that I started a movement. I didn't. God did. I was just obedient. The Holy Spirit said to me some while back, pull together some women and collaborate. That in and of itself is major because a lot of times people are so caught up in their own thing that they don't want to lend to a sister or to a brother to say, hey, let's partner together and do this. And so in my obedience, I reached out to several, some of which said yes and contributed. Some said yes and didn't contribute, and it was okay. Those who did, to God be the glory. Those who didn't, to God be the glory. But from that, there were stories. There were a few questions that I posed to the women about, when I say release your sound, I'm stating that God wants us to come into the knowledge and understanding of the power that we have within us. So that because we've been in the background for so long, we let people diminish us and demean us. We've not stepped into the power that we should step into. We've been just silent. He said it was time for my daughters to open up their mouths to be heard, not foolishly, but to be heard according to his intent for their lives. So Hear Me Roar went from being a book, and he said, now put legs to it. And with that started the Hear Me Roar gatherings, where we've had, how many of this, we're having the third one today. I had to remember the third one today, where we're coming together to release the word and this into the lives of God's people, to embrace truth about who they are, what God wants to do in and through them, and to get over any stigmas, any lies, any of those things, any guilt, any of those things that we may be dealing with, to really tap into what God wants from us in this season. I think that's sort of, that's a brief Hear Me Roar is, I guess.
Amen. We also know you as a teacher and a counselor. Can you help the people understand about what it is about that you do with people? Okay. Our caller has dropped. We've lost her, but that's all right. As you've heard, prayerfully she'll call back in. Apostle Valerie is doing what God has called her to do. And so many times we go through life not knowing who we are and what we're called to do. And she is addressing that this morning. So tell someone to get on the line, call a friend, call a neighbor, and let them know that Apostle Valerie is on the radio this morning, and we are letting her roar. I see she's called back in. Thank you, Apostle, for calling back in.
Amen, amen, amen. My earbud decided to disconnect. Amen. I'm here. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. I was asking if you could share a little bit about the hat of the counselor and teacher, and
okay,
what you do at Bluefield College.
My role at Bluefield College, what they pay me for is admissions. I get a check for being an admissions counselor for on our online programs, and Simon is that of being character coach for men and women's basketball. And then any other student that needs me. I utilize my skills as a Christian, a licensed clinical pastoral counselor, to do assessments, to do one-on-one sessions, to do group teachings and Bible studies with the students, and meetings with the coaches, just to help them be able to navigate life on campus with the least stress possible.
Amen, amen. That is awesome. That is awesome. And I know that the outpouring and the impartation that you're giving these students will impact them for the rest of their lives. I have no doubt of that. Now we're going to get to the author. As I said, you have several books on Amazon. Can you help us understand what drove you? We know the Holy Spirit led you, but your book titles are just moving. They say so much in just the title themselves, with My Reality Revealed. I am his daughter. The seeds I've sown. And can you just help us, just share a little bit about these books with our audience?
Oh, certainly. So the first one, My Reality Revealed, A Journey of Empowerment, is just that. It is memoirs of me actually realizing that I have a roar. I was quiet for many years and went through a lot, a lot in life, from abuses to traumas, so that even in those things, it didn't take my voice away when I came to myself. So My Reality Revealed was written as a weekly inspirational book, but everybody who's bought it so far, they buy it and they just read it. Like, they don't want to wait till the next week. They just read it. So I thank God for that. The Seeds I've Sown is also my life, but it's my life as it relates to my relationship journey. I was damaged early in life, and so I was messed up and would mess people up that came into my life because of the pain, the fear, the rejection, all of that that I had dealt with. So the Seeds I've Sown, I share with the audience the things that I've endured, the things that you can look for, the things that you should hope to dismiss and not have to deal with because you have some insight. And I'm just very transparent about what I've done, what I've experienced, and how it's affected me. I Am His Daughter is a collaboration with my blood sister, Prophet Nina Williams. And in that book, we share about our relationship, or the lack thereof, with our biological father. And how had, if it not been for the relationship with our Heavenly Father, life would have been very different. Hear Me Roar, I just talked about, is the collaboration with other women releasing their story and their sound to aid others, men and women, to embrace what God has placed on the inside of them and to begin to walk in kingdom purpose. There are
Amen. Amen. I am so excited. I am truly excited. And as you heard her say, number three for Hear Me Roar is today in Mechanicsville, Maryland. We are excited. She is actually traveling right now to get to her assignment. I, too, will be traveling to meet her there. And I advise anyone in the listening area, if you want to come out to Hear Me Roar, Mechanicsville, Maryland, come on out. And she has some other dates that are coming up. Can you give us a couple of your dates that are close?
The next one is March 9th. We'll be in Gastonia, North Carolina, at Restoration Center of North Carolina with Apostle Brenda Pagan. And we are working on a date for April. It has not been solidified yet, but I'll be sharing that information on our website and on Facebook.
Amen, amen. And as you say, website and Facebook, if somebody wanted to reach out to you to contact you for any of the dates, services, counseling, preaching engagements, where can they find you?
Absolutely. You can find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell. It's B-U-R-R-E-L-L. My photo is a picture of me and my handsome husband. you can always find us on Facebook as well, The Empowerment Place, LLC. You can find our website. It's one word, theempowermentplace.org, and our information is there as well.
Amen, amen. And we know because of the promotion that you too have a radio program that airs at 8 p.m. on Sunday nights. Can you give us a little bit about your upcoming broadcast?
Certainly. On this Sunday, tomorrow at 8 p.m., our topic is It's All About the Relationship. My husband and I will be host to with three other couples. We will talk about the importance as of February is Mini Hat Month. It's Love Month. It's Black History Month. But for us, we have a heart and a burden to aid individuals with relationships because of our journey. We're going to talk about the importance of loving God, loving self, and because of that and that understanding and that lineup, God first, self, then you, it allows you to bring someone else in and build a relationship. So we're going to have some couples join us, some newly married couples, blended family couples, interracial couples that will share their experiences about the importance of loving God, learning who they are as an individual, and then from that, being able to allow other people into their lives and build a whole relationship.
Amen, amen. I'm excited to chime in on tomorrow night to hear It's All About the Relationships. Apostle, if you stick with me just one moment, I would like for you to close us out. I would just like to thank all of our listeners by whatever means that you're listening this morning. I just want to thank you for calling in and listening in to this powerful woman of God. She has truly been a blessing to us this morning, as she is to me every day. I give God praise for her and her life and her obedience to do what God has called her to do. Now, again, this is Apostle Gloria Hawkins. If you need to find me, you can also find me on Facebook at Gloria Hawkins at Facebook. My website, tellthemministries.com. If you desire prayer, if you desire speaking engagements, whatever it is you need that we may be able to assist you with, feel free to reach out to us. We work together, we work individually, but all is about giving God the glory. I thank you again, listeners, for calling in again this morning. Apostle Valerie, could you close us out in prayer?
Absolutely. And again, I want to encourage you, if you're in the Mechanicsville, Maryland area, 10 o'clock, you got time to get there. You don't want to miss it. Even in my drive heading that way this morning, the Holy Spirit said that I'm to help you all understand that when he said roar, he didn't mean snore. And some of you have not been able to release a sound because you still sleep. Amen.
My God.
So, Father,
my God,
we thank you. We honor you. We give you praise, oh God, for who you are. Holy Governor, we continue to acknowledge you and God. Father, I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would touch each listener, God, that they would have heard something today to encourage and enlighten them, God, that they would be able to move forward in what you call them to do. God, we thank you for the angels that have been assigned to us that are covering the highways and byways as we travel, oh God, to fulfill the assignment on this day. God, we just thank you. We thank you. We can't thank you enough. We ask that you continue to bless Apostle Gloria and tell their ministries, God, as she continues to enlarge her territory. Father, we thank you. We count these things done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Thank you so much. And look for us again next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Tell Them on Radio. God bless you, Apostle. I'll see you shortly.
Amen. God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye.